Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. Warm Springs Tribal Community Health Services and Emergency Management is working with Indian Health Service, the CDC, and the Oregon Health Authority to prepare for COVID-19. Dr. Thomas Creelman from Warm Springs IHS offers this advice to protect yourself from this virus.
Now, as far as protecting yourself on this, it's pretty much the same as we have talked about protection against basically respiratory viruses. People should cover any sneezing or coughing with a Kleenex and then dispose of that. Avoid close contacts with people who may have had this. Good hand washing, and it turns out soap and water is probably your best bet, but the sanitizing gels are also good if you don't have access to soap and water.
Community members are also encouraged to routinely disinfect commonly shared surfaces like doorknobs, sinks, countertops, using disinfectant wipes or solutions. Last week, the EPA posted a list of approved products for us against COVID-19. If you do not have cleaning supplies, a 1-part bleach to 10 parts water solution is effective in cleaning for this virus. Prepare a bleach solution by mixing 5 tablespoons or a 1/3 cup of bleach per gallon of water or 4 teaspoons bleach per quart of water. Oregon health officials announced yesterday that the state has 7 new cases of COVID-19. One is in Douglas County, one in Marion County, and 5 more in Washington County. Oregon's total number of cases now stands at 14. In response, Oregon Governor Kate Brown declared a state of emergency to provide the Oregon Health Authority and the Office of Emergency Management more state resources. Brown says the declaration will help bring in emergency volunteer healthcare professionals to work with local health departments.
This is particularly important because of the cases identified in rural Oregon. It unlocks valuable support to help local public health authorities.
Brown says the state of emergency will remain in effect for 60 days, but can be extended if necessary. Meanwhile, top Oregon officials representing education and public health say they plan to avoid closing schools as the novel coronavirus spreads. With one of the 14 cases identified as a middle school student in Hillsboro, South Meadows Middle School still plans to open as usual this morning after thorough cleaning. Oregon Health Authority Director Patrick Allen said schools don't pose greater risks than other community places.
The virus is in the community generally. It's not just at schools, or particularly at schools, or more intensively at schools. And so having been at a school and going home isn't a particular pathway versus that individual who's in an at-risk population interacting with any other people in the community.
Officials say people in at-risk populations should avoid large gathering places. They ask everyone to wash hands frequently and for people who are sick to stay home. The Warm Springs Branch of Natural Resources is doing a routine review of the Integrated Resource Management Plan. Currently, they are inviting the community to participate in a survey to allow for input. The purpose of the survey is to document tribal members' priorities, preferences, and concerns regarding the management of the tribe's natural resources. You can find the link to the online survey in today's news posted at kwso.org. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs has been asked by the United States Census Bureau to be the location for the first count in the state of Oregon for the 2020 decennial census this upcoming Thursday, the first day the 2020 census can be completed online. George Aguilar Sr. will complete the first count for the 2020 census for Oregon at his home. A 2020 census kickoff event will follow at the agency longhouse starting at 9 a.m. on Thursday, and ECE mini powwow will be held at 10 a.m. and lunch will be served at 11. The community is invited to the festivities. Census data directly impacts how the federal government allocates more than $675 billion every year for programs and services vital for tribal communities, like Medicaid, social services, housing, public safety, veteran services, emergency preparedness, education, school lunches, and more. And in local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs were in playoff action on Friday in Cottage Grove, where they fell 60-43. The Lady Buffs were led in scoring by Dominique Walker with 12 points and Sharita Johns with 11. That concludes the end of the basketball season. Now softball is kicking off with a fundraiser for the Lady Buffs softball program at Abby's tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.